Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this ordinary meeting of council for the Shire of Plantagenet on Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2025, commencing at 5:02 P.M. This meeting is being audio recorded in accordance with Regulation 14L of the Local Government Regulations 1996. I also point you to the disclaimer and emergency procedures on the leading pages of this document for this building. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area, the continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Mening Noongar community and their culture, and to elders past, present, and emerging. Item number two, we have eight members present, with seven in the room and one online. We have five staff, I believe. Councillor Fraser is an apology. We have three members of the public present as well. We move on to public question time. There's no responses to previous public questions taken on notice. Item 3.2, public question time. This is the time when the members of the public can come forward and make or ask a question. Is there any questions from the public?
Yes.
Okay. So if you'd like to come forward to this microphone, just make sure it's turned on. Yeah. So state your name and address, and you have five minutes.
Robert Wicks, 123 Third Ave, Kendana. Just in regarding of the Third Avenue Road section, the northern section of it, I believe some years ago there was, well, I know some years ago that first, second, both dead-end streets, and they have been bitumised, and we were told at the time that Third Ave would be the next one in line. Since then, quite a lot of the short dead-end streets have been sealed. Even if we got our road resheeted, the gravel is down to nothing. We spoke to the grader driver when he was last there, probably 2.5 years ago, that it needed resheeting then. The trucks and the amount of traffic that goes through Third Avenue is just outrageous. What else have we got? Yeah, pretty much, yeah. If we can just get a response on when it's going to be anything that will be done. I realize the Shire is in difficulties with a lot of roads around the area. Same with us. We know there's nothing that can be done. The drainage is just full on part of the road, as is a lot of streets. But it's just going nowhere, and that'll just won't dry out for some time and could create mosquitoes, whatever, any sort of germs. Yeah, we have the rubbish truck that comes down. Obviously, they go flat out, whether it's wet or dry. Obviously, when it's wet, they skid up the road, and it's just rutted. And I'd like somebody to just even have a look and get back to us what they can do. Apart from that, I don't think I have anything else to say. Just a response at some time would be great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Hemmings, I might just ask you if you can respond just briefly at this point in time, and we'll provide a formal response. If we can have your notes as well, please, later on. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've gone through the records in this regard, and contrary to the claim, maintenance grading was done on the 12th of July and the 16th of July in 2024. It was again done on the 12th and 13th of July in 2023, and again on the 7th of July in 2022. I would like it put on record as well that the 10-year roads program that's currently adopted has a plan to seal all outstanding Kendana unsealed roads within the town site within the next 4 years. And Third Avenue is one of those that is on that list. This year's construction programme, which has been adopted, is dealing with the northern ends of both 6th and 7th Avenue, because they are the most built-out roads which are still remaining to be sealed, and 3rd Avenue will follow on. That is not the following year, but it's the year after that. So it is on our radar, and it will be completed.
Thank you, Mr. Hemmings. There'll be further dialogue, no doubt, on this issue, but we'll make a formal response. Any further questions? No? Okay, we'll move on to item 4, petitions, deputations and presentations. Is there any of those? Thank you. If you'd like to come forward and do the same, so you state your name and address and who you represent, and you have 5 minutes.
Thanks a lot. My name is Fabian Stein from Kendenup, currently living in a rental property, 25 Collins Road. And my wife and I, 1.5 years ago, we bought a residential block in Kendenup. And at the time, we're not living here, but we're suddenly owners of this block that we had to take care of and are responsible for, and where we also identified quite a bit of bushfire risk because it hasn't been maintained properly. And saw the need to put some storage on there, just to have equipment like lawnmowers, gardening equipment, maybe later when you want to put a water tank, to put a water pump in, to start growing trees and so on. And yeah, the policy that is now on the table, as before, is restricting that people on vacant lots cannot put any buildings on there. And I think small storage buildings is something that would be necessary to allow it for property owners to properly maintain their block. That is only one part. The other part is obviously we want to build a life here. We want to build a house. And after we got the really rare opportunity to find a rent, we moved over here and are super happy. So we got to know so many really nice people, and everyone we dealt with at the Shire is super nice. So we really feel good and welcome here and are looking forward to building our house over the next few years. We want to build a very small house, but a very high quality house. And we want to do it as owner builders. And there are so many constraints, obviously first the financial one, but then also the time and energy you need to put into these kind of projects. Then materials availability, tradies availability, it takes time, right? It's a massive project. And what we would like to see is a bit more proactive support and regulations from the Shire to support incremental development of properties. I fully understand why these regulations that are on the table are put in place now, because there are some people who don't follow the rules, who build a shed and then live in it, and that problem somehow needs to be addressed. I'm not fully on board, though, how it's being addressed, because basically what's being done is put a blanket ban on buildings, on sheds for vacant land. So the ones that don't follow the rules mess it up for the ones that want to follow the rules but need to develop in incremental stages. So it's a bit like when you think about drink driving, speeding, you have those people, but we don't ban cars, right? We put rules in place to see how we can get those people to stop doing that, but we protect the other people who do the right thing, that they can develop it, live like they want to live out their freedoms. So I already had really good conversation with Will as well, and I'm optimistic that we, when we meet with the Shire, can have a lot of progress on what we plan to do. However, this 6.4 is still a concern, because it, with a already complicated project that's in front of us, it puts a few roadblocks into our feet. And I would really, I would appreciate if the 6.4 would not exist, or if it could be changed in a way that says 10 square meter buildings are allowed for vacant landowners, and that removes these restrictions of already having a house building application in place. Because there's a lot of decisions to make about that, and we would just like to start small. Put a water tank on first, build a shed, plant some trees while we build our house, and then step by step, get there as quickly as we can. But this two-year time frame is just extremely challenging if you want to do that as an owner build. Yeah, that's basically it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Stein. Your comments are noted, and we'll continue on with the rest of the meeting. You're welcome to stay, of course. We'll have a couple of confidential items later on, which we'll remove you from the gallery for, but you're welcome to come back after, once we've dealt with those. We move on to disclosures of interest, item number 5. Is there any disclosures? I have one for item 9.3.1, the matter that deals with the lease at the community centre. And I'll be leaving the meeting for that item. Is there any applications for leave of absence? No? Okay. We'll move on to item 7.1, the minutes of the ordinary council meeting on the 22nd of July. Do we have a mover? Councillor Sheard, Councillor Liebeck. Any issues? All those in favour? That's 8-0. Yeah, 8-0. Thank you. The item 7.2, the special minutes of the council meeting held on the 5th of August, which was the budget meeting. Do we have a mover? Councillor Etherington, Councillor Oldfield. Are there any issues with the minutes? All those in favour? Accepting? That's 8-0. Thank you. Item number 8, announcements by myself. I'll just start off with a bit of housekeeping probably. Mr. Middleton is sitting up alongside me today. Our CEO, Mr. Murphy, has been unwell for a little while and after surgery is on the road to recovery. Mr. Middleton is here today as the Deputy CEO. There is a late item to install him as the acting later on for a period until Mr. Murphy is back on his feet. And we wish Mr. Murphy, of course, a full and speedy recovery. And we also have to note the recent death of Mr. Vernon Drage, and I believe there's a condolence motion.
Yeah, Mr. President, thank you. I'd like to move a condolence motion. And pass Council's sympathy on to Mrs. Drage and her family. Vern was a long-time community supporter and encouraged his family to go the same way. And he was committed to us, to our community, and we owe him a lot of gratitude. So if Council would support a condolence motion, we very much appreciate it. Thank you.
So moved. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Sheard. All those in favour accepting the condolence motion? That's 8-0. Thank you. We move on to item 9.1.1, the policy with camping and temporary accommodation. The recommendation is on page 10. Do we have a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Oldfield. Just note the, there's been a huge amount of work go into these policies and development and adjustments. Is there any comments or questions? Councillor Clements.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've been discussing this on and off for months. I think we've gone about every which way we can to make sure we've got it right. We acknowledge that its submissions received, and it is a policy, and I'm sure little things are going to be tweaked over the next few years to satisfy some other people's requirements.
Thank you. Any other comments in the room? Okay. All those in favour accepting? That's 8-0. Thank you. Move on to item 9.1.2, the item to do with the local emergency management arrangements and recovery plan. The recommendations on page 13. These again are important documents. Do we have a mover? Councillor Oldfield, seconder. Councillor Etherington. Councillor Oldfield, would you like to speak on this one?
Just to say that this was worked up through the local emergency management committee with a consultant. A lot of work was done on it, really important document, and sits in the background in case we have any large emergencies, which it'll be very helpful with.
Councillor Etherington, nothing further?
Nothing further.
Thank you. All those in favour accepting? That's 8-0, thank you. We move on to item 9.1.3, the revised local planning policy number 3 for outbuildings on page 20. Do we have a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Clements.
Similar to my last comments, this has been going round and round for a long time. We think we've got it right. It's a policy. There may be some tweaking needs to be done later on to bring it into line. Anyone at any stage has the right to talk to our town planners to see whether variations can occur. Thank you.
Councillor Liebeck first, I think. Anything further?
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge the significant amount of work that has gone into this with the staff and councillors discussing different options to develop this policy, and I just agree with everything that Councillor Clements has said.
Thank you. Councillor Oldfield, I believe.
Yeah, there's been a few queries raised about perhaps we could do things a bit better, and I was considering an adjustment to it, which I changed my mind on. And I just think, given there's a bit of uncertainty, that perhaps we should adjourn it, bring it back to another. I know there's a lot of work being done on it, and I thank the staff for that. But I'm just wondering whether we should adjourn it, bring it back to another forum, and just totally clarify that 6.4. So I'm moving an adjournment.
Okay, do you have a seconder?
I would second that.
So Councillor Oldfield moves an adjournment motion. Councillor Bell moves seconds the motion. There's no debate on this one. All those in favour of adjourning the motion? That's four. Those against adjournment is four. Right. Unfortunately, you don't get a vote, members of the gallery. Okay, so I have a casting vote. And I'll speak to this. Actually, no, I won't, because it's an adjournment motion. All right, so I will cast my casting vote against the adjournment. So I vote against the adjournment. So this motion is lost. Thank you. So we move back now to where we were. Is there anything further, any further comment? Okay, all those in favour of accepting? So we have five, six. Sorry? Yes, thank you. So six, four, and I say five, four, sorry, and three against. So those against, Bell, Councillor Bell, Councillor Oldfield, and Councillor Liebeck. Okay. No? Okay. So let's just do it again. Those four. Okay. So five, and three. So the three against. Those against. Councillor Bell, Councillor Oldfield, and Councillor Sheard. Thank you. Motion's carried. All right, move on to item 9.1.4, the revised local planning policy number 5, exemptions, on page 25. Do we have a mover? Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Councillor Clements. Okay, any discussion? No? All right, all those in favour for Carrie? That's 8-0, thank you. Item 9.1.5, the subdivision application for Hambley Street on page 30. Fairly important piece of work here. Do I have a mover? Well, that's a split second decision there. I'll go with Councillor Oldfield, since he won't be with us for much longer, and Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Oldfield.
I might change my mind. No. These are the sort of things we want to see in Mount Barker and in Plantagenet Shire. You know, housing's a big issue. And we know it's hard work making the figures work when you do a subdivision in a regional town. So more power to them, and I hope it's successful and hope we end up having it full of houses.
Councillor Liebeck.
Yeah, I agree totally with everything that Councillor Oldfield has said. I just think it'd be a fantastic thing for the community. We get those extra 60 lots up, it'd be great.
Okay, nothing further. All those in favour? That's 8-0. Thank you. And just acknowledge the amount of work that's gone into that one as well. Move on to item 9.2, infrastructure. There's no reports for this meeting. Item 9.3.1, Barker Baptist, including incorporated.
Right, thank you. 9.3.1, Barker Baptist Incorporated, Lease Community Resource Centre, Lot 151. The officer's recommendation is on page 35. Councillor Oldfield, would you like to move something?
I'd like to move it with a change to point two that authorises the Deputy Shire President and the Chief Executive Officer to affix the common seal of the Council to the lease Barker Baptist Incorporated portion of Lot 151 Lowood Road, Mount Barker, rather than the Shire President. I just think it's, I know the Shire President can do it, but the Shire President's declared an interest in this, and I think just in the interests of transparency and I think it's a better look out in the public arena. I think it's better that our Deputy Shire President signs off on this.
Do we have a seconder? Oh, Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Liebeck, do you have anything? Councillor Oldfield?
This is a culmination of a lot of work, and I think it's a great result that it's come about by the Plantagenet Shire taking basically control, I guess, of the CRC, and of course the Baptist Church, who really drove developing that building, still need a place to practice their religion and hold their social events. So they're going to continue to lease part of it. So it's a really good result for all involved, for the community in Mount Barker and for the Baptist Church. And credit to the Baptist Church for their vision many years ago when they built this.
Thank you, Councillor Oldfield. Any other comments? If not, all those in favour? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 0. Thank you.
Right, move on to item 9.3.2, the corporate business plan. Now, there was some possibility that it was delayed. Did anybody get a copy of this? Not on the portal. Okay. So we'll leave it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll leave that item out for today. Come back and deal with it next meeting. Move on to item 9.3.3, the list of accounts. On page 41, do we have a mover? Councillor Oldfield, Councillor Liebeck. Any comments, questions? A couple of questions I see floating around, which is good to see answered, timely answers. No further comments. All those in favour? That's 8-0, thank you. The financial statements, 9.3.4, page 43, the recommendations. Do we have a mover? Councillor Oldfield, Councillor Sheard. Any comments, questions? No. Councillor Bell.
Mr. President, just a couple of questions on the swimming pool. If I've got it correct, we've got a reserve fund there, I'm just trying to find it, of $1,509,336, and there's some borrowings also, which equate to, I think from memory, about $4.4 million. But in the paper, people saying, and I saw the headlines, it said that we had $8.4 million in the budget for the swimming pool development. And they're asking me, if we've got $8.4 million, why aren't we getting on with it? In fact, we haven't got $8.4 million. We've only got about half of that. So why are we telling people we've got $8.4 million? It's not in this year. We have money in this year's budget, but it doesn't equate to $8.4 million, and I think it's being rather deceptive. So I would like to see a correction put in the paper to say exactly what we have got. Now, the intended figure could be anything, because we don't get the quantity surveyor's report, I believe, until the end of September. That could be $10 million. So I think we have to be a bit careful, because people are under the assumption we have $8.4 million. So, you know, we need to be very clear of what money we have got in the budget and what we're going to spend and the likelihood of when we're going to get this project done, because people are saying, why aren't you going to get on with it if you've got $8.4 million? So anyway, that's my question.
I'll let the CEO deal with this item, but suffice it to say, budgetary figures and the budget papers do deal with this pretty clearly. But Mr. Middleton.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 18 of the financial statements, in the capital expenditure section, there is $8.4 million worth of expenditure. That's correct. Council would be aware we're currently out to detailed design on the swimming pool. Obviously, there's a staged process to go through. We can't just leap into building. We need to go through the proper process. Detailed design is obviously a very important part of that process, and through the detailed design we will get accurate quantity surveyor figures on what exactly the pool will cost. So $8.4 million on page 18 of the financial statements is the budgeted figure.
Okay. Councillor Clements.
Thank you for that information. Point of order, though, can we get back to 9.3.4, please?
Sure. So, is there any further discussion on 9.3.4? Okay, all those in favour accepting? That's 8-0, thank you. There's no executive services reports for this meeting. There's no previous notices of motion. We come to item 11 now, and we have two items to introduce to the meeting. Do we have a mover for those items, please, to be introduced? Councillor Etherington, seconder. Councillor Liebeck. All those in favour of introducing? We have 8-0, thank you. Now, both of these items are confidential, so can we have a mover to close the doors? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Sheard. All those in favour closing the doors? That's 8-0, thank you. So if I can ask the members of the public to leave the room, please. We have a motion to open the doors. Councillor Oldfield, Councillor Clements, all those in favour? 8-0, thank you. The doors are now open. The public are returning to the meeting. Welcome back, public. And it leaves me with item 13, the closure of the meeting at 5:35 p.m.